website. Those in attendance should refrain from making defamatory statements. Let us acknowledge the Wiradjuri people, their elders past and present, traditional custodians of the land we now share. Let us be inspired by the resilience, innovation and perseverance of past generations. Let us honour those who protect this great land. May you draw strength from your God or faith so that we may hear today on behalf of our community, build a vibrant future together. Disclosures of interest this evening, councillors? No? No? Okay, very good. Okay, can I have a mover to confirm the minutes, please? Councillor Minogue, seconder. Councillor Carnegie. Are there any corrections, councillors? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare them carried. Okay, we'll move on to reports from staff, Section 9 Executive Services. The General Manager's Performance Review Plan. You may, Madam Director.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, Councillor Henderson has indicated an interest in being a member of the General Manager's Performance Review Panel, so when the councillors are debating, discussing, they may wish to take that into consideration.
Okay, there's a recommendation there that Council 1 confirm the terms of reference for the General Manager's Performance Review Panel. 2, delegate to this Council Committee the task of conducting performance reviews, reporting the findings and recommendations of those reviews to Council. And 3, nominate a Councillor to sit on the General Manager Performance Review Panel. Can I have a mover for that, please?
I'll move.
Councillor McLean, can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Crowe. Councillor McLean, would you like to speak?
I'll move it, and I'll move that Councillor Lord be the representative. He's been has great experience on these committees. He's done it many times before. He has great knowledge of the local government system, the local government act. So I will move that he
Okay, very good. That
opportunity.
Do you need a seconder for that?
Yes.
I'll need a seconder for Councillor Lord.
This one.
Oh, okay. Who's have we got a seconder for that nomination? Councillor Lloyd, can Councillor Lloyd second his?
No.
He can accept it. You accept the nomination?
Accept the nomination. Yeah.
Have we got a seconder for that nomination? Councillor Carnegie. Okay. Right. Are there any other nominations besides Councillor Henderson? Councillor Fennell.
May I nominate myself?
You may. Have we got a seconder for Councillor Fennell's? Councillor Minogue has nominated Councillor Fennell. Looks like we've got a mini election on our hands. Are there any other nominations, Councillor? Okay, there are none. So
question. Yeah, question.
A question, Councillor Minogue?
So, should stand?
Yeah, you should stand. Yep.
Councillor Henderson has noted an interest, so...
Wanting to be...
So she's wanting to be nominated?
Yes.
Yeah.
That being the case, can I...
Well, she can nominate herself, which she has. You're seconding her?
Yes.
Okay. So we've got 3 nominations for a position on the review panel. So we'll run through them. Councillor Lloyd was nominated first. So can you raise your hands if you wish Councillor Lloyd to be on the performance review panel, please? 1, 2, 3. Okay.
Yes, you do.
Okay, that's good to know. Thank you. to go on this committee, please? That's okay.
Is that Councillor Henderson?
Yeah, Councillor Henderson. So there's no votes, Councillor Henderson. Can you raise your hands, please, for a vote for Councillor Fennell to go on this committee, please? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So 5 for Councillor Fennell. I hereby elect Councillor Fennell to the General Manager's Performance Review Panel. I do note, though, that the General Manager still has another person to appoint to that panel. So we will inform him that two other councillors are interested, Councillor Lord and Councillor Henderson, and he can select one of those. Okay, so if there's no further discussion regarding this motion, I'll put this motion...
Through you, Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
Does the General Manager have to select one of those two, or can he select somebody else?
He can select
anyone
else.
But we'll inform him that those two are interested.
All right.
That's all it would be.
Can I ask a question on that situation? In the past, there is basically a performance review training committee, and it's obligatory that all people that is on that committee have to have undergo that training under the Local Government Act. And effectively, including the mayor, the deputy mayor, and everything must have gone through that obligatory training. I know I have in the past and everything else, and I'm not sure anybody else has on that panel.
No, I think that goes back a long way. So we'll have to note that, Councillor Lord, and make sure that that is the case. Councillor Fennell?
Not on that particular situation, but in my previous employment, I did do training for that particular thing.
Okay, very good. We'll note that too. Thank you. Do you want to note Councillor Fennell's that training?
And I'm prepared to do that training.
Thank you. Excellent, Councillor Fennell. That's good. Right, if there's no further questions, we'll put the motion. All those in favour?
No.
All right.
Aye. I declare it carried. So we move over to 8.2, the Delegates Report, Local Government New South Wales Conference. Is there a recognition there that the Delegates Report for the 2024 Local Government New South Wales Conference be received and noted? Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Carnegie, seconded Councillor Minogue. Would anyone like to comment regarding that, Councillor Carnegie? No, Councillor Minogue? I would just like to say one thing, and that is I was heartened when the Auditor General had something to say about the removal of the RFS assets from Council's books. Well, I was having discussions along those lines. He was open to a discussion along those lines, which was really heartening to hear. And I think it's further down the track now. So that's good for us. That's great. Okay, if there's no further discussion, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I declare it carried. So I'll move over to 8.3, Landshire Australia Day Awards Committee. There's a recommendation there that, one, that the minutes of the Australia Day Awards Committee meeting held on the 4th December 2014 be noted and received and noted. Two, that the Australia Day Awards Committee recommended recipients of the 2025 Australia Day Awards be adopted by Council. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Brooks. Councillor Lord.
I'm happy to move part two, but at this stage of reading the minutes, I believe they're incorrect.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, then I think you've seconded the motion, but you want that point of clarification. You want the minutes clarified.
I believe they need to be amended prior to adoption.
Okay, very good. So we've got the minutes, Councillor Lord. Which part of the we'll need to go into?
I believe that the word unanimously should be deleted from all of those categories.
Okay, very good. All right, do we have a seconder for that?
I'll second that.
Okay, yes. Councillor McLean seconded that. Do I have any objection to that? None. Councillor Lord, with that change, are you happy to second the motion?
I can endorse that here now.
Very good. Okay, if there are no further questions or clarifications on that, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Carried. So move over to 8.4, the monthly status report, council meeting actions. There's a recommendation here that Council receive and note the monthly status report, Council meeting actions, December 2024. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Brooks, can I have a seconder? Councillor Minogue? Right. Councillor Brooks, do you have anything in the monthly status report that you wish to discuss?
No, I don't.
Councillor Minogue, do you have anything in the monthly status report you wish to discuss? I'll open the floor. Any other councillors would like anything discussed within the monthly status report? Councillor Fennell?
On page one.
Stand, please stand, Councillor Fennell.
On page one of that, March 2024. It's the proposed road closure on Gordon's Lane. Letters were sent to adjoining landowners. This has been going on, I thought, for quite some time. I was wondering if we'd had any date of determination as to what might happen if we'd received letters back from them saying, yes, we agree with this, or no, we don't agree with that.
Have we had any comments back, Madam Director?
Not to my knowledge. If Councillor Finelli is happy to take that on notice, I
think you
will.
Very good. We'll do that. Are there any further comments regarding the Council meeting actions for December 2024? No, if there are none, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Carried. So where do we go?
Excuse me, may I just make...
Yes, you may. Stand,
Councillor Pinnock. This is on page 3. There was some discussion, it's regarding the strengthening community grants policy. It's indicated there that back in September there was going to be further discussions to review the policy to be undertaken with new council to determine a consistent approach to request and funding. Is there any program there for when we may have that discussion on what will be happening with the...
Madam Director.
Sorry, please, my apologies. I'm supposed to stand as well. Through you, Mr. Mayor, I anticipate to bring that to the council fairly early in the new year, if not the February workshop, providing we can still have them. It may be the March workshop as part of the budget process, because council will need to give some guidance as to how they wish to distribute funds to the community, and that will need to be then translated into the budget documents.
Very good.
Thank you.
Okay, we're moving to section 2, Corporate and Community Services, 8.5, the Finance and Investment Report for November 2024. The recommendation there that council receive and note the information contained in the Finance and Investment Report for the month of November 2024. And 2, the Council confirms the payment of accounts for the period 1 November to 30th November 2024, totalling $2,810,328.07. Have a mover, please. Councillor Crowe, seconder. Councillor Fennell. Councillor Crowe, would you like to speak to it?
Basically, it all adds up as it does pretty well every month that I've read through it. Just a question on investments. We've got 45% invested in a BB, B plus, or triple B rating. I'm just curious as to why we might have so much invested in them and not the triple A's, or is it just based on interest rate?
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor, it is based on interest rates.
Thank you.
And they're still a safe.
Yep.
Safe risk. Yep. Low risk.
Very good.
Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
Just also note that we've got over 50% of our rates already paid. And it's not even 50% of the way through.
That's great. Councillor Fennell, did you want to speak to the Finance Investment Report? No.
Thank you.
Are there any other councillors that would like to speak to the Finance Investment Report? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Declare it carried. 8.6, Enterprise Risk Management Policy. There's a recommendation there that Council adopts the revised risk management policy. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Minogue, Councillor Brooks. Councillor Minogue, would you like to speak to it?
No.
Councillor Brooks, would you like to speak to it?
No.
No. Any other councillors like to speak to this report? No. All those, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, carry. Move on to page 38. Okay. Right, 8.7, the Animal Town Tender. There's a recommendation there that 1, Council delegates to the General Manager the authority to enter into a contract with a successful tender for the construction of the Animal Pound where the contract value is contained within the funding allocation in the adopted budget and grant funding allocation. 2, that should the tender process not result in identifying a successful tenderer, that the Council delegates the General Manager the authority to reject all tender submissions and enter into negotiations with suppliers for the completion of the works in accordance with the local government General Regulation 2021, Section 1783E, as council must have the works completed prior to the funding deadline. 3, the council delegates the general manager, subject to the requirements of the Local Government Act 1993, sections 377, and the adopted budget, the authorities of council to take action required to ensure the delivery of the pound project within the grant funding timeframe. And 4, that should the general manager exercise any delegated authority in relation to the construction of the pound, that a further report be provided to the next council meeting outlining the details of the authority exercised. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Fennell. Seconder, Councillor McGlynn. Councillor Fennell, would you like to speak to it?
I support this recommendation on the grounds that we're running out of time. This is due for completion in June, and I feel that it's imperative that we have the general manager there ready to say yes, no, and negotiate with these people on this matter.
Very good. Councillor McGlynn, would you like to speak to it?
The building of this pound has been on the books for years. It started at a reasonable price, and now it's gotten right out because we haven't been on top of our game. So no more delays. We can't afford any more. It's almost doubled from where we originally said it was going to be.
Very good and very true. We need to get on to it as soon as possible. If there are no further comments regarding this, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
I defer it, carry. Move over to section 3, reports for information. Can I have a mover and a seconder to adopt these reports, please? And then we'll run through them one by one. Councillor Crowe and Councillor Brooks. Okay, we'll run through them one by one. So 8.8, the community development report. Any comments, observations, councillors? There's a lot of activity seem to be going on, so that's good.
If I may.
Yes, Councillor Fennell. Up we come.
This may be to Director Berlin, I'm not too sure, but having an interest in vaccinations, I was wondering if there was any numbers or anything that they may have issued you with regarding people showing up for pre-vaccination.
Madam Director.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I might be able to answer the question.
Oh, yes, Councillor Brooks, rise by all means.
So I was there on the day pretty much all day. I had a couple of really good conversations with the people that facilitated this. I personally didn't realise to begin with that it was it came out of COVID funding. So this was at the end of the funding. It was a bit of use it or lose it, and so that's how they incorporated the fruit and veggie thing. The lady who was there said that they did one in Hay a few weeks ago, and they had less than 10 COVID vaccinations. At the time that I left, which was about midday, she said when she had last checked that we had over a dozen. So for her, those numbers were really promising. And there was that the day hadn't finished at that point, so she was over the moon.
Very good.
Yeah,
because
you said that was for
COVID vaccinations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any further questions?
Yeah. Thank you.
Regarding the community development report. Okay, we'll move on to 8.9, the youth services report. Questions, councillors, regarding the youth services report? Yes, Councillor Fennell.
I was just looking here. There was a position vacant there for the youth cover. Okay, so councillor. I'm just wondering where we were up to with that. Did we have a successful candidate?
Madam Director.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I would have to say I'm not 100% sure. I did note that applications are still open, and it actually closes on the 5th of January. It was advertised, but perhaps be able to shed some light, as I've only just
come back
yesterday. I've not had an opportunity to follow up with everything.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we did interview, however the candidates interviewed weren't suitable for the role, so we've re-advertised.
Sure. Okay, we move on to 8.10, Blanshire Library Monthly Update. Flat chat as usual.
She's an asset.
Mm-hmm. So move on to 8.11, the Children's Services November update. Madam Director, anything you want to tell us?
Sorry, through you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors may note that the in the section that reports on the family daycare service, following a decision of council earlier this year, the service actually closes at the end of this week. There were two family daycare providers with the service, one based at within Tamora Council area and one at the West Wylong end of the service. The West Wylong provider, I believe, is retiring. I'm not too sure what's happening with the service provider at Tamora. All of the other service providers have transitioned to a new company to oversee the family daycare side of things. And unfortunately for the organisation, the service leader for family daycare was given an option to transition into another role with Children's Services, but for personal reasons she elected to take a voluntary redundancy and will be leaving the organisation at the end of this week, which is a shame because she's been a very, very valuable member of the staff out of Children's Services, but unfortunately people make decisions for their own reasons, and yeah, we wish her well, and hopefully things will work out.
Very good. Okay, are there any other questions, observations regarding the Children's Services November update? No, very much. Move on to 8.12, the Bland Community Care Services update, November 2024.
Good report, but particularly given the service update in the second paragraph, I was very impressed with their explanations of many acronyms that appear in local government. So that was very impressive. Not only was it impressive that they had the meanings there written, they also gave a bit of an outline on what those programs are for, which is very important.
Oh, fantastic.
Because we do have a lot of people in the community that are lost in what a compact is and all these different things. So congratulations there. I think that's a well-written report.
Very good. Okay, any other comments? We'll move on to 8.13, the Blanshire Council Museum Advisor Report.
This is an excellent report, and I'm pleased to see the heritage meetings in actual fact are moving around and regularly continuing. I've been to one previously, and it is an excellent facility, and the people on that particularly are probably some of the more enthusiastic people on any committee that I've ever met.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You may, Cassie, but you're very active tonight. Yes.
I know, I'm bobbing up and down, but I have done some reading. I was looking through this and I saw the weed, like the weed control. I mean, there's a lot there on noxious weed control, but hemlock. I was really surprised to see that. Now, you being a pharmacist, sir, you were very much, you know, like, I mean, that's an extremely, extremely dangerous. So that's along Goldfields Way.
Through you, Miss Meg.
Yeah.
This has actually appeared in the last 4 weeks. That's actually is coming from our on-ground staff, and they try to treat it as best as they can. So actually, they are very much aware of it, and we put a lot of effort to actually.
So it's only just been like reasonably
identified.
That
was identified, yes.
You know, like,
is there a source?
Is that a grazing area? Yeah.
It's broad area. So they try to actually. Even talk to individual farmers if, let's say, they can actually go to private lands and treat it.
Mm.
That's
very interesting.
Our staff is very active in this matter.
Mm. Yeah, thank you.
Very good. Thanks very much, Mr. Director. Are there any further questions, councillors, regarding the technical services report? Move on to 8.15, the development services activity report.
Can I just
ask
a question? With that DA on 11 Park Street, I noticed it was approved only on the 21st, but I've driven past that and that work's been going on that block for many months prior to that DA, I gather.
Madam Director,
well,
Director of Engineering Services, are you aware?
No.
Madam Director, are you aware?
I think we'll take that on notice.
Yeah. Councillor, we'll take that on notice and investigate that point.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there any other questions, councillors, regarding the Development Services Activity Report? If not, I'll put the motion. To adopt those reports. All those in favour?
Aye.
Declare them carried. Okay, so I'll move on to reports of committees. There's several, lots of minutes there. The Cow Gold Operations Environmental Committee, the Riverina Regional Library Advisory Committee, Association for Mining and Energy Related Councils, Association, and the Country Mayors Association. Can I have a move for recommendation to council endorse the committee meeting minutes, please? Councillor Fennell, Councillor Brooks. Okay, discussions, councillors.
Yeah, can I ask a question?
Yes, you may, Councillor Lord.
Particularly with regard to the address from the Minister for TAFEs, the Honourable Stephen Wan, with regard to the apprenticeships that have actually, the $1,300 apprenticeships have been granted to local government in the situation, and I know they're going to be phased.
Yeah.
Are we as a council basically going to be proactive in trying to obtain 8 or 10 of these apprenticeships out of the 1,300 that are going out across New South Wales? Because I believe it's an opportunity for this community.
Madam Director.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Council actually has two positions that we've been approved for, but we will be applying for more in the next round.
It's important, yes.
Yeah, that's two.
And the beauty of this, I gather, is there's no cost to the council in the form of salaries and everything else at all.
Well,
there'll be some little bits, but not masses of amount.
Well, the only could be interesting, Councillor, at the end of this period, because you'll have all these apprentices that have been taken on, and then what do they do at the end of their apprenticeship?
Yeah.
So the government has identified they're not going to further fund that, so it'll be up to the councils or the people involved to...
Afterwards.
Okay.
I totally agree.
So it's
with
only
that.
For the period of the apprenticeship.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Are there any other questions, councillors, regarding those reports? If not, I'll put the motion they've adopted. All those in favour?
Aye.
All right, there we go. Well, I think that's it for this evening, councillors. Thanks very much. Can I have a move to close the meeting? Councillor Brooks, Councillor Crowe. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye. The meeting closed. Thank you, councillors. Is that our quickest meeting? That's 35 minutes.
31 minutes.
Is that a new record?
What are your record?
I think 40 was a record for that. 40
record.
Have we had any negative comments?
Or any comments?
We have had. A comment from one of those people written to supporting. And I'm just checking. So we have had some responses, but I will follow up.
Yeah, because it has been some pause.
Yep. Get them back.